It's Startup Nation on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
Okay, let's get right back to it, guys. Today brought to you by our friends at Walsh College. Interesting challenges for entrepreneurs just getting started. How do you break out? How do you get noticed, right?
No question about it, but inspiring knowing that it can be done.
It can be done, and Rufino's doing it. Rufino, tell us, where are you today? What are your sales? Look, did you ever look back and say, I made the wrong decision, or are you on the right path?
No, I mean, I'm on the right path, but we're not where we're going.
An entrepreneur's never where they want to be, right?
I
mean,
right.
I mean, ask Dan Gilbert. Are you satisfied? Yeah. Are you kidding me? Dan Gilbert satisfied? Are you kidding? Right. Now, that's a hallmark of a great entrepreneur. All right, listen, guys, we've got a call. Been a caller waiting patiently online here. Let's go to Bob in Detroit. You got a question for us, Bob, for Startup Nation Radio?
Hi there. Yes, I have a set of tools and tactics for coaching, and it's self-development, gaining balance in life, and I'm just nervous on and don't know much about intellectual capital, intellectual property, trademarks. How do I protect myself with my name and with my process and whatnot?
Okay, that's a great question. That's a great question. Entrepreneurs always have to worry about that. It's one thing to break out from the competition. It's another to have competition stomp you out by stealing your great idea. Rufino, are you doing anything to protect your line of product?
I mean, I have my name trademarked. But beyond that, you know, our recipes are proprietary.
Like trade secret,
proprietary,
right?
Yeah.
Trade secret.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's the classic Coca-Cola way, right, guys? I mean, you know, it's not anything that's patented. In fact, there's some advantage to not. You know, once you disclose or once you file a patent, it becomes public domain. And if you keep it as what's called a trade secret, where you don't actually file for protection, that's just something you've got written down on a piece of paper or in your brain. You lock it away, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you guys
exactly.
are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's different kinds of intellectual property. There's trade secret. There's patents. There's trademarks. There's copyright. And you said you did file a trademark on your name, on the brand.
You're right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, of course, there are things you could do without filing, which like non-disclosures, non-competes. Things like that that would prevent you from having to spend thousands of dollars on patent trademark searches and things like that.
Absolutely. That's another way to protect yourself is to have anyone you're showing it to, you know, sign a confidentiality,
non-disclosure.
Exactly. Exactly. Ultimately, though, once the product is in the public domain, that stuff goes away. I mean, you know, once you're out in the public, if someone can figure out a way to figure out your formula, they can copy it. Now, in the case of your trademark, you've protected your name. Trademarks cover brands. Patents cover methods and processes and unique inventions, as we call them. And, you know, those are all good things to pursue. They're all expensive to pursue. They're all time-consuming. They're costly. And there are certain cases where they apply better than others. If you've got a great invention, you know, certainly go to a patent attorney, pursue a patent on that great idea. Trademark, can't advocate enough.
How about in the consulting space, as Bob is into? It's a competitive space, a lot of consultants out there, a lot of really interesting ideas. How does Bob protect his intellectual property and his ideas?
Yeah, and what he's really probably, I mean, again, I would look first to trademark, you know, I don't know. Bob, are you still on the line with us?
Yes.
Okay, so Bob, is there anything unique about what you're doing, either methods, process, you know, is there any invention?
I don't know if it's invention. I mean, it's a lot of simple things, but it's unique to what order we put it in and how specific we get. And so, I mean, there's definitely something unique about it. I mean, it's that's where I'm debating. It's so simple, I think, that is it worth trademarking? And yet when I put people through it, people are like, you know, this was life-changing, game-changing. And I'm getting a lot of advice to say, you got a trademark, and I call an attorney, and it's a lot of the money I want to spend on marketing and development or trademarking,
right,
and that's where
right.
I'm kind of up
and... Well, and that's a good point. You know, it is, you know, you got to use your budgets wisely, and it's a trade-off. There's a cost-benefit to everything we do, right? I mean, entrepreneurs don't have endless resources, and that's a good point. I think in your case, you know, there may be some merit, maybe, to a trademark, but I think one thing we haven't mentioned... First to market, establishing a beachhead, getting the customers, securing those customers, establishing a brand by being out there and making a name for yourself. Boy, there's no substitute for that. That's the best.
Yeah, I mean, look at Facebook and Google.
That's,
I mean,
yeah.
There's no patents or trademarks, really.
Their names are trademarked. But the point is this. I mean, that's right. They got out there. They were aggressive. They established themselves. They provided a great service. People started adopting it. They became the leader in the field. And regardless, I mean, I don't think they were too worried about someone necessarily stealing their name or even there's nothing really magical in the way of invention or know-how with those businesses. It's a good old aggressive, you know, roll up the sleeves, go get market share.
Right. But hey, Bob, do you want to describe your business and can you describe what your consulting practice is?
Sure. It's mainly for entrepreneurs, imagine that. And it's about creating balance in life and figuring out what my lifestyle is, what matters most. Who I am and why I'm here, and it's a set of tools and tactics that helps me to identify those things, and I think like a lot of entrepreneurs, we're visionaries, chase shiny stuff, and so I created this for myself to keep myself on track. And I think more than 50% of entrepreneurs are similar to that, so the tools work, and so far it's really been more one-on-one coaching, but we're starting to develop more of an at-home study kind of a thing, so that's where I'm a little bit nervous about it getting out there and someone just copying.
Well, yeah, and you know, it could be worth looking at trademark. As I listen to you, there could be an opportunity to patent. I think we just lost Bob there, but that's okay. I think we're about ready to wrap up on Bob. But the thing is this, there could be a method or a process, a unique approach to what Bob is doing that could be patented. You know, business processes today are patentable, you know, possibly. But again, my reaction to all this is, get out there, establish yourself, be aggressive, grab market share, build momentum, focus on that.
Grab the market.
Yeah, get known for being the best in your field, and people will come to you because of that. There are copycats everywhere. And remember, patents and trademarks and all the rest are only good if you enforce them, and that's expensive and costly and time-consuming. It's an energy resource drain in every way, and I'd focus on get out there, be aggressive, get market share, and that would be my focus.
I agree.
Agree too.
All right.
Good advice.
So there you go. Bob, good luck to you. Well, listen, guys, I've just got a few minutes left. Rufino, what's next? Where are you headed? What are you hot onto right now? That's the next thing that's going to happen with this great business you're creating.
Well, so right now, next year, we're hoping that we have 7 states currently. We're hoping to add another 15 or 20 states and a couple countries to distribution next year. To keep up with demand, we're also building out another manufacturing facility.
That's fantastic.
Hiring more people.
So, Rufino, for those entrepreneurs out there right now that would like to be you, would like to do what you did, they left the corporate world, they had no idea, they have this great idea, but they have no idea how to do it. How do they do it? How did you do it? What could you tell them?
Well, another guy early on in my process told me a funny little anecdote or whatever. He said there's 3 types of people. People who watch things happen, people who make things happen, and people go, what the heck just happened? So you really have to commit.
You're probably a blend of a couple of those things, right? I mean, who are we kidding?
But, you know, you really have to commit, and you really have to commit to the idea. I'm not a believer in, keeping your job and kind of half in and half out.
That's interesting.
I'm a big believer. You got to jump in feet first. Figure out if that's not an option for you, figure out how to make that an option. Jump in head first, feet first, and 110%.
Put your back up against the wall and make it happen.
Yeah, because if you don't, there's every obstacle you come against. It's too easy to just go
to just
back and
away.
Say
that's
to
so
walk
true.
Away from it. Yeah. Once you're committed to it, then
that's
you true. Can't walk away.
That's a very
really,
good
that's
point.
That's a very good point. Is right. You know, not everyone has the luxury, though. I would imagine coming off of New York, and I'm making an assumption here. I do not know the answer to this, but are you single?
I am.
You don't have children, obviously, right?
No.
So I mean, you know, let's be fair. People who do have a much greater level of responsibility and challenge in life. You had yourself to look out for. Those of us who have others to look out for, wives, spouses, kids, whatever. You know. It's not as easy to take to just go all in, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure there's different levels of that. But that's why I say, you know, figure out a way to be able to do that, whatever it may be. You know,
commitment,
it,
though. That's your,
you got to be committed.
You got
to
be committed. Yeah. Be committed.
Because you know how many obstacles you're going to run into, and you have to be able to be all in to fix those.
Well, you don't. If I knew now what I knew what I was going up against.
You'd still be back there in Wall Street making those trades. I probably would. Sipping your dirty martini that was pretty good. It was pretty good enough.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's really true. But you went in and I had to and was committed to it. So we made it through.
All right. Well, we expect
good advice.
Big things. And hey, listen, I know where I'm headed after the show. What about you, Dan?
I'm inspired.
All right, let's crack open. I'm going for the vodka. What about you?
I'll go for the sipping gin.
You're going for the sipping gin. All right. Well, here's to you all out there in the nation. Whatever we say from here on out, don't hold it against us here on Startup Nation Radio. There's our disclaimer. Great show. Rufino, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
We want to follow your story all the way. We expect big things, as I said earlier, and all of you out there in the nation, I hope you're inspired and a little more well-equipped to start a business of your own, to pursue your own dreams. Nothing like the present to make it happen. We'll see you next week on Startup Nation Radio, and we're going to help you make it happen on Startup Nation Radio.